faith in God when your pathway is lonely. He sees and knows all the way you have trod. Never alone are the least of his children. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. He's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches for his own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God, in your pain and your sorrows. His heart is touched with your grief and despair. Cast all your cares and your burdens upon him and leave them there. Oh, leave them there. Have faith in God. He's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches for his own. He cannot fail. And he must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Though all hell fail about you, have faith in God. He provides for his own. He cannot fail. Though kingdom shall perish, he rules and reigns upon his throne. Have faith in God. He's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches over his own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Keep on believing. God will answer his prayer. Keep on believing, never despair. Though you've been heavy laden and burdened down with care, remember God still loves you and he answers prayer. Just keep on believing, God will answer prayer. Oh, keep on believing, never despair. Though you've been heavy laden and burdened down with care, remember God still loves you and he answers prayer. Sometimes the shadows gather and mist obscured away. Sometimes the gulf grows weary and darkened all the day. How precious to remember our Father's loving care, that he still loves his children and he answers prayer. Keep on believing, God will answer prayer. Oh, keep on believing, never despair. Though you've been believing and burdened down with care, remember God still loves you. He answers prayer. Oh, so we're down with sorrow beneath our heavy load. Remember God will help you, however rough the road. His grace is still sufficient for every load of care. God ever loves his children and he answers prayer. Keep on believing, God will answer prayer. Keep on believing, never despair. Though you've been heavy living and burning down with care, remember God still loves you. He answers prayer. Keep on believing, God will answer prayer. Keep on believing, never despair. Though you've been heavy living and burdened down with care, remember God still loves you. He answers prayer. Have faith in God, he's on his throne. Have faith in God, he watches over his own. He cannot fail, he must be veiled. Have faith in God, have faith in God, have faith in God, he's on his throne. Have faith in God, he watches over his own. He cannot fail, he must prevail. Have faith in God, have faith in God, have faith in God.
If you believe that today is your day, shout in loudness, hallelujah. If you believe that in 9 months' time you are going to come back with testimonies, shout in louder, hallelujah. All eyes closed. Now listen very carefully. This is not an ordinary meeting. It's actually a prophetic meeting. Amen. Meaning that as much as you have stepped into the meeting, the power of God will work for you in the name of Jesus. Not only that, any power that has pursued anybody this far, within the next 7 days, if they do not release that person, they shall be buried. Not only that, the fact that you are in this meeting today, I want you to believe that you serve a God of possibilities. So forget anything any doctor has said. Forget anything that any medical report has said. Forget how many times you have tried. Have faith in God, like our brother was singing here just now. Now with your voice lifted up high, the three prophetic songs I want you to sing. Sing them from your heart. From your heart. Not from the lip, from the heart. Because God is a great God and it does great things. It does not fail. The Bible says it's glorious in holiness, fearful in praise. And you know, there is none like unto the Lord our God, who is like unto me.
Something wonderful in my life. Something wonderful.
given unto thee, O Lord.
Unto thee, O Lord. Do I lift up my soul? Unto thee, O Lord.
Do I lift up my soul? Amen. Lay your hands on your womb area now. Or lay your hands on the upper part of your navel if you're a man. Let there be silence now. Don't speak until I ask you to speak. This meeting has been surrounded
by
the guests of the living God. Lay your hands on that place now. Something is happening already. Expectant mothers, ministers, who may need your help now. Something is happening already. Sit down. Let there be silence now. Yes.
Ben.
All eyes closed. We're not here for play at all. As many people as are here now, whose womb has been taken out by witchcraft powers, and that womb is no longer there, right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you, and the new womb is coming into position. Yes, that's the power of God coming upon you. Amen.
Amen.
Silence. I told you this is a prophetic meeting. That's right. I see some sisters here. In 9 months' time, they are coming back here with twins. That's right. Masika push. Aha, aha. That's the power of God coming upon you. That's the power of God coming upon you. Silence, beloved. Silence. Amen. Don't remove your hand from your womb. Don't remove your hand from where it is. Keep it there. The angels are still moving about. That's right. I see a man here. They have been telling you, lose pumpkin, lose pumpkin. The Lord said that clinical prophecy is canceled today. Cancel completely. That's right.
Then.
As many people as are here now, and your battle is from your in-laws. And your battle is from a previous abortion you have done. And your battle is from a curse issued upon you by your stepmother. All those three cases are being solved now. By the power of God. Yes. Makapote sepende ke yaboshende raba. Manaribo sepende ke yaboshenta. Amen. As many people as are here, and what you need is a new organ in your body. Right there where you are, just open your mouth wide and begin to drink the blood of Jesus, and let the resurrection power begin to flow from the top of your head to the source of. Receive the new womb now. Receive the new reproductive organ. Look at, yes, look at what is happening. That's right. That's right. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Now you will raise your voice like fire and like
tongue.
The faster you want your miracle, that's the more aggressively you should pray this particular prayer. Don't joke with the enemy here today. Don't play with the enemy. Don't negotiate with them. Aha. Say, my children! Look at me now in the name of Jesus. That's right. Masika poya boshendera bokonta la baraba. That's right. Something is happening again. Bakapote sepende kaya boshandaraba. Riba sepende kontende rabo sente yaba. Manaribo sepende kaya boshente rabo koyaba. Barika sepende yabo shente. Bapesi alikatende yaba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu. Agadura.
Aha. Say, every dead organ in my body, come alive in the name of Jesus. Command them to come alive. Today is today. Enough is enough. Masikaya boshente rabo kora basanta. Aha, 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 aha. Yes, yes. Masikaya boshente rabo kora ba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
You will now raise your right hand up.
O wa na owo tun re soke.
In the order of the prophets of the Most High.
Bi tawon woli Olorun ga ogun.
Say medical prophecies.
Eyin aso tele ile ewosan.
I cancel you now.
Mo fagile yin bayi.
No matter what you have been told,
oh, yeah, there
is a power that can overrule all those things. God can suspend all physical and spiritual laws in order to come to your aid. If you are here with that kind of medical report, this is the time to bring it out and stretch it up. Medical prophecies. I cancel you now. In the name of Jesus. Just let the power of God overrule it. Let it be canceled. Let it be canceled. By the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yeah, it's happening, it's happening.
Oh, it's hello.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu, la gbadura.
Something has just happened to somebody.
Ohun kan se sele si enikan.
Check that fiber that you brought here.
Yeah, iju to gbe de bi yen wo.
You find that it has completely vanished.
Oba ori ko ti pura patapata.
That's right. Shout this loud and clear.
Angels
of divine surgery. Can you shout it loud and clear? Visit my womb now. In the name of
Jesus.
The angels of divine surgery. That's right. Aha. Yes. Then, in Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Let there be silence.
Ki da kero lo wa.
The surgery is taking place.
Ise abe na tin sele.
Mhm.
Then,
don't worry about the pain.
Mabi kita nipa irora yan.
The surgery is taking place.
Ise abe na sele.
Something is being pulled out.
Won fa ohun kan jade.
From the wall of the womb.
Kuro lara ile omo.
Yes, you satanic pregnancy.
Wo oyun satanic.
That you are there to hinder the correct pregnancy.
O wa nbe to lati ma di oyun gidi lowo.
Push them out now.
Ti jade bayi.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Bed oni yan.
It must go. It has been there for a long time. But today is the final day. Enough is enough. Push it out. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Now pray this prayer with boiling anger. Because of a revelation the Lord is just showing now. Every satanic rope around my waist, catch fire! In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Catch fire. Today is today. Yes, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. It's happening. That's right. It's happening. It's happening. The rope.
Okay.
It's burning. It's burning. The rope. Of the spirit of man around the west is burning,
it's
catching fire. The wedding rings of the spirit of
man
is being pulled out of the fingers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we are gathered before you here.
Baba, pe joko ni waju yin bi.
And we thank you for what you have done already.
A si dupe fun awon te ti se na.
Thank you for what you've done already.
A dupe fun awon te ti se na.
As fire passing through the body of his sister now. They have been manipulating your period. They place a stone upon it. When they lift up the stone, the period will come. When they put it in, it will cease. But fire passing through your body now to melt away the stone of darkness. That's right. Yes. The doctors are talking about your wounds.
I won't issue you, but one sorrow, no pa.
But it is the stone of darkness. That's right.
Then.
Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. If you're in this meeting, and you know the kind of situation you're passing through now, is running in the family line. You have noticed that it's a trend. Raise up your right hand where you are. I'm going to pray now. Father,
Baba,
let the anointing that breaketh yokes fall upon these hands now. Even if this is a pattern of the Father's house, today, let the pattern break. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, with that hand, slap your womb or your reproductive organ 7 times. Silence.
Aha.
Aha.
Good.
Seven times.
M-A-J.
Number one.
Ekeni.
Start again on number one. Number two. Number three, four, five, six, seven. That's right. Amen.
Amen.
I have a word for a sister over there. Actually, right there where you are, you are still running your period, but you didn't know that you are already pregnant. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We shall be awaiting your testimony. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A loud hallelujah. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Now listen to me very carefully. Because this meeting will soon close. So listen carefully to the instructions. I'm going to share the word of God with you briefly now. Then we'll pray after that message. We are going to minister on what you brought for the baby and what you brought for yourself, and I'm going to teach you what to do with what you brought for the baby and yourself. But one simple instruction. This prayer paper you have been given here today, don't lose it. Continue to pray with it from time to time. From time to time.
That is,
make sure that at least once a week you pray twice. You are coming here to give testimony. If you believe that, shout
hallelujah.
The first thing I'd like you to understand here, this is the first point here this evening, this morning, is this. If you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, and you are not born again, do so very quickly. Because all other things I'm going to say, that is the foundation. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. That's very, very important. The second thing is this. If anger is in your life, make sure you bury it here today before you go home. Because the enemy will use that against you regularly. Bury it. The third thing is this. Whatever any doctor is saying, switch it off your brain and connect yourself to the unfailing word of God. In Genesis chapter 18,
Genesis 18,
verse 14, the Bible asks an important question. Genesis 18:14. Several times the Bible will ask questions but will not answer. This particular one, the Bible asks a question. And the Bible answers the same question. Genesis 18. Verse 14.
Genesis 18:14.
This short message is anything too hard for the Lord? That's what you find in Genesis 18:14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life. And what is your name?
Ilorukore.
Shall have the son.
Onko asoro fun Oluwa ni akoko ti ada emi o pada to wa ni woye amodun ohun toruko re ba si je ofisi yo si ni omokunrin kan.
Can you read that verse and put in your name? Let's go.
Wa ka ibe yen ko pe mora re.
Now the Bible answers the question. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 17. Jeremiah 32:17. Are we there? Say looking for it. Jeremiah 32:17. Genesis 18:14 says, is anything too hard for the Lord? Jeremiah 32:17 says, our Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. And there is nothing too hard for thee. Nothing too hard for thee. Nothing too hard for thee. I know a woman. The in-laws came after 20 years and they threw out her things. They threw it out. The husband begged them to leave her alone. They beat up the man.
It
was a terrible time. The woman rushed for prayers. A simple prayer was prayed. They gave her the prayer points to be praying. Not even knowing that as of the time that they were throwing her out, they were already bringing in another wife. Then, when she started praying, where she went, she was still with her friend. That husband visited her one day after the prayers. That's how she took it. Listen to this very carefully. When she would deliver these children, they were triplets. It was a white man that did this cesarean operation to bring the babies out. Baby one, baby two, baby three. So when this husband saw three babies at a time, he called the white doctor to one side.
Sir,
this is enough. So please, just now that you are doing the tie the womb so that so the doctor must say, okay, no problem. After some time, he found that the doctor was looking worried.
Oju onisegun oyinbo on kore lowo.
What's this? What was this?
Kileleyi.
Ma say any problem sir?
Bale re wa pe doctor se ko si o.
Say yes.
Oni be ni.
Say I can't find the womb.
Mo ri ile omo na.
Say you can't find the womb.
Oni o le ri ile omo.
How did she deliver the baby?
Bawo lo se wa bimo.
I don't know. It's nowhere to be found.
Oni ko ye mi o mo ri ile omo.
Technically. What about was the enemy had taken that womb away? The doctor said, I've delivered so many babies in my life. This is the first time we see a woman delivering three babies and no womb. Is anything too hard for the Lord?
No.
I've been born again for a long while. I've been in the ministry for a while. And I've seen so many things in my life. And if I begin to tell you, you may not even believe. But one thing I've come to understand is that in any situation, the Almighty has a last say. And His word is the word that can overrule. I've been pushed to a level now as I'm standing before you here. There is no medical report you bring before me that worries my life. Because I've seen them before. And I've seen the Lord overturning them. I've seen that before. A woman has been brought to me that they said she was pregnant, but they said there is no baby. The native doctor said it's a stone. The doctor said it's fibroid. But it came out as a baby. So both the diagnosis of the native doctor and the diagnosis of the medical doctors were all wrong. The only diagnosis that stood was that of the Almighty.
There
is somebody here today.
And
every evil pronouncement that has been made against you is cancelled forever. If you are the person, shout it loud, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Aha. Is anything too hard for the Lord? So I've seen so many things like that in my life. I've seen a woman that before she delivered the baby, she first of all delivered a nylon bag. But they said there was nothing inside. The enemy had put something inside to block the womb. That's why I know that whatsoever the enemy has put to block anyone today shall be dissolved by the fire of God. Is anything too hard for the Lord? The book of Jeremiah said, there is nothing too hard for thee. There is someone here. A miracle will happen in your life that will shock your doctors. From these two passages we've read, it is clear that there is no promise too hard for God to fulfill. God may say things not directed at you. But God never said any word in the Bible that He did not say for you. The promises may not be directed to you, but it's for you. Is anything too hard for the Lord? The Bible said there is nothing too hard for thee. There is no prayer too hard for God to answer. And when God is going to do something wonderful, it will start with a difficulty. When God wants to start something miraculous, it could start with an impossibility. He will say, this is not possible. I decree by the decree of heaven that if you are here today and somebody has told you
that
the doctors have said that you are too old, it's not possible, it can't happen, it is cancelled now in the name of Jesus. It is cancelled in the name of Jesus. It is cancelled. 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 Cancelled. It is cancelled. It is cancelled. It is cancelled. It is cancelled. In the name of Jesus. Why am I saying what I'm saying? God is not limited to circumstances. From these two passages, it is clear that there is no problem too hard for God to solve. I don't know how many of you were in prayer in the day that 56-year-old woman brought a baby. She lost three marriages because of this childbearing. When this one started, they were treating her for malaria fever, whereas it was not malaria fever. God overruled all the laws of menopause, he overruled all the law of hormonal balance, brain balance, he overruled all those things. God brought down her age to the correct level. Although she was 56 years old by age, the doctors could not believe that that was her age. She was like a woman of 36. God brought down that age. And I see God doing it for somebody here now. These passages are showing us that there is no situation too hard for God to resolve. And there is no enemy too hard for God to dismantle.
1994
was here.
Ibini.
This woman that on the wedding day,
Lojo Igbeyawo Arabirin,
her mother-in-law went to her.
Iya okore si loba.
I said, this is a present I'm going to give to you. Oni ebun temi fe fun yin re. It's a piece of bread.
Isu bread ni.
Wedding present, bread.
Ebun Igbeyawo o si fun won ni bread.
So now, eat this bread.
Wa ni je bread yi.
And block your womb.
Ko si bi di ile omo re.
And the lady smiled because she thought the woman was joking. And she made another mistake. She ate the bread. 13 years. Nothing. All tests normal. Doctor said the husband has no problem, the wife has no problem, there is nothing to treat. Then that day that she started serious prayers here, all of a sudden she fell into labor. She delivered a dark bread that gone back black. That was the month she got pregnant. Are you here? And somebody has given you something to eat. And you didn't know. And that thing is what is affecting you now. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. There is no enemy too hard for God to dismantle. There's no reproach too hard for God to remove. These passages are telling us that God is a God of wonder. He does wondrous things. He does wonderful things. He does powerful things. The small instruction I have for you.
Àwọn ìlànà kékeré tí mo ní fún yín.
Number one.
Ekini.
If you are not born again.
Bó o bá ti di àgbà.
Surrender your life to Jesus before you leave here.
Fàyè rẹ̀ fún Jésù kó tó kúrò bí yo.
Number two.
Ekeji.
Disband after today's meeting. Disband worry away from your life.
Lẹ́yìn ìpàdé tòní, jẹ́ kí ìrònú àti àníyàn ṣíṣe kó dágbére fáyé rẹ̀.
Disband it away from your life.
Jẹ́ kó dágbére fáyé rẹ̀.
The beginning of worry is the end of faith.
Ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ ìrònú òun ni òpin ìgbàgbọ́.
The third thing you should do is holy violence.
Ohun kẹta ni ìwà ipá mímọ́.
Which is what you have been doing since you got here.
Òun sì lohun tẹ́ ti ń lò láti ìgbà tẹ́ ti dé bí.
The fourth thing you should do.
Ohun ìkẹrin.
Is to engage regularly in long session of praises.
Ni pé ní ìgbà gbogbo kó máa ṣe ìyìn àti ìjọsìn tó gùn dáadáa.
Long session of praises.
Àwọn àkókò ìyìn àti ìjọsìn tó gùn dáadáa.
And in 9 months time.
Láàrin oṣù mẹ́sàn-án.
You shall be here.
Oh,
with mighty testimonies.
That is
before this time next year. You shall have your testimony. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. If you are here. And you are not born again. You've not just surrendered your life to Jesus. That's the first thing you should do. You know, that is not negotiable. So, right there where you are, while all eyes are closed, say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Just raise up your right hand where you are. You've not done so before. You want to do so today. Just raise up your right hand where you are. While all eyes are closed. God bless you. God bless you. If you raise up your right hand, just leave your seat and find your way to the altar here. Because I want to pray with you. Raise up your right hand. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. Just find a way to the altar here. Jesus, the Sophia at the front, I congratulate you. Just close your eyes and bow down your
hands.
And say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. Thank you for your grace upon their lives. And thank you for bringing them to this program. I decree that it shall be well with you. The decision you've taken today shall be permanent in your life. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The purpose for which you have come here, which the Lord has converted to 2-in-1 for you now, shall prosper in your life. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Bless you. Go back to your seat. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. Hallelujah. God is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is good forevermore. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is good forevermore. I want it to be praised, O Lord. 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 Over me, Yeshua, I want it to be praised, O Lord. Over me. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. Jehovah Nissi. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. Jehovah Rapha. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. Hallelujah.
Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is good forevermore. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is good forevermore.
Amen.
Amen.
Seven prayers to pray now.
I don't have any wallet to buy.
Then we take the seed offering. We pray on the prophetic clothes. Then you should go home rejoicing. Amen. And don't allow anyone, especially this day, to annoy you. Because the enemy will come and try and steal. Even if they slap your face, just smile and go away. Don't answer back. Don't fight anyone. All eyes closed. Seven prayers of wonders that will bring mighty testimonies. Thank you, Jesus. Every strong man assigned to the gate of my womb, in the name of Jesus, give me the strong one. In Jesus' name we pray. As we pray this next prayer, if you know that you do have the babies, but they die stillborn, they die, please just find a way to the altar and be on your knees. You've had babies but they just died. Just find a way to the altar, be on your knees. Everybody will pray this with boiling anger. Every agenda of witchcraft, for my child bearing,
Gloria,
in the name of Jesus, that's right. Masopo talakaya boshente rabo kundaraba. Deal with the agenda of witchcraft. Today is today. That's right. Masokaya boshente rabokopola balabosanda. Bakaponda sente boshente. That's right. That's right. Yes. Yes. Open your mouth and decree it. Masekatenda yaboshende rabokola basanta yaba. Then we pray. This is number three. Any power that has to die for me to have my children. Anything can happen now. Can you shout it loud and proud? Jesus, decree it by fire. But Satan the Kayabo Shentera Bokopondera was under. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Something is happening here today. Aha, aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory for Jesus.
Don't those of you at the front here, lay your hands upon your womb now. That's right. Something has been taken out from that womb. You, the spirit of death that has entered into the womb, out, 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 in the name of Jesus. It's coming out. It's coming out. The spirit of death is coming out of the womb. That the enemy has programmed that to kill children. I bind and cast you out from that womb. In the name of Jesus. Beginning from today, your children shall live and not die. Every power killing them shall die. In the name of Jesus. And with your own hands you shall bring them for testimonies. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Any power that is not with the prayer you are praying here today, I bury those powers now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We go back to your seat rejoicing now. The hand of God has visited you. There is power, power, wonder walking power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder walking power in the precious blood of the Lamb. That is power. There is power, power, wonder walking power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder walking power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. Number four prayer now.
I do like everybody.
Do your hand like the hand of somebody who wants to carry a baby. That's right. Now you decree this. Every power that does not want to see my children, you are a liar. Jesus. That's right. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Still do your hand like that, too. Still do your hand like that. Yoke of satanic delay. Break, break, break. In the name of Jesus. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. See, do your hand like that too. This is number six. Every power that is rejoicing at my situation. You are alive.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. The Lord is killing inherited battles now. That's right. The Lord is reprogramming organs. That's right. As someone here, they did a surgery for you, but they made a mistake. And it's affecting you. Right there where you are, the hand of God is coming upon you. And that surgery has been corrected. That's right.
Yeah.
Every evil laying on of hands upon the womb, the evil hands are being roasted now. Silence. Now you, that person that have been having cobweb attacks at home, power behind that cobweb is what has been hindering you. The cobweb's power has been cleared off by the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. And as many people as are here, and you have satanic in-laws troubling your life, the Lord is setting you free now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You, that evil growth in any part of the body, hindering anyone here, vanish. Vanish in the name of Jesus. If you are that sister here, you have been seeing these strange padlocks. You have also been dreaming of seeing something red. And each time you see that those red things, the pregnancy drops or the period comes. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And that yoke is broken completely. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Every unconscious covenant, unconscious vow that has been harassing anyone here is buried now in the name of Jesus. This is prayer number 7 now. Retain your hand in that position. So by the power in the blood of Jesus, this is how I will be dancing when I have my baby in my hand. Begin to do so now. By the power in the blood of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, what a wonderful day to be here. All the cases that have been written off, the Lord has solved it now. Amen.
Amen.
Now listen carefully. When you take him, and you are going to, if you need If you need our help, you can go to any of our branches.
But
the MFM is a do-it-yourself ministry. When you take in, all you need to do is to get any of our books. Either pray your way to breakthroughs, or woman that lose, or the prayer ring. There in those books you'll find confession for pregnancy and safe delivery. Just make sure you do it morning and night. Morning and night. If you have anointing oil and you believe in it, anoint yourself. Praise the Lord. It's a do-it-yourself ministry. Because it can happen to you anywhere. It may happen to you anywhere. So you just have those books ready with you. Praise the Lord. There are plenty of things you can do for yourself without any pastor. The Bible says, unto those that are weak, it giveth strength. So he will give you strength. Amen.
Amen.
Because I'm aware that some people have gone to so many places and they have been messed up. But if you practice a do-it-yourself, nobody can mess you up. But if you do need our help and you come here, we'll help. If it's a book you have, use the book. Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
Now bring out something for your baby that is coming. After prayer now, go and put that thing in a very safe place in the house. And you profess on it every day that it is done. It is done. What did I say? In the name of Jesus. Father, we bring these prophetic materials to you. Your word says we should bring them. And according to that instruction, we lift it unto you as a point of contact for the coming children. I decree that the power of God will envelope this material. It will become a magnet for the children. A divine magnet. And with this prophetic material, I break any long-standing problem. In the name of Jesus. You children, you can see your parents now. Lifting this thing up to the Lord. This is your material. By the power and the blood of Jesus, come for those materials now. In the name of Jesus, I soak these things in the blood of Jesus. Before this time next year, this shall be a material for testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Put it in a strategic place in the house where you can profess on it. It is done in the name of Jesus. Now bring us something that you wear. I'll pray on it and then tell you what to do with it. Father, we thank you for this clothing material. Let the fire of God enter into this material in the name of Jesus. As long as this thing is touching your body, you will never miscarry. As long as this thing is touching your body, you will not cast forth your young. In the name of Jesus, there will be no threatened abortion. There will be no attack on the enemy. With this clothing, the fire of God will surround and envelop you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And as you use this clothing, any power that will want to attack your childbearing, their attacks will begin to backfire. Father,
Baba,
let your anointing flow upon this clothing. Let the power flow upon it. In the name of Jesus. Just lay those materials on your womb area now.
And let there
be silence. The fire upon it is already working now. That's right. The fire upon it is already working. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Listen to me very carefully. Say 7 days. Can you say that? Let me hear you. Say it again. Just ensure that within the next 30 days, anytime you want to sleep, let this clothing be on your body. Sleep with it for the next 7 days. Or any 7 days you can pick within the next 30 days. Keep it aside. And use it then. Glory be to the name of the Lord. How many days? You can pick any 7 days you want within the next 30 days. You don't have to do the 7 days to follow each other. You can separate it if you like. You can use it 2 days in a week. Just use it to cover your body as you sleep and wear it. Amen. The anointing of God upon it will give outstanding miracles. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord for bringing you here. Begin to praise His name. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore.